We were never just working. We were being weighed, measured, sorted. The grind wasn't just a system of labor. It was a machine of worth. It didn't ask who you were. It asked what you could produce, what you could monetize, how many hours you could bleed before breaking. And the more you gave, the more it told you that you mattered. It was subtle at first. Praise for the late nights, applause for the skipped vacations, congratulations for the promotions earned through self-neglect. We didn't notice we were being conditioned. We thought we were achieving. But achievement in the machinery of worth isn't about growth. It's about output. It's about feeding a system that will gladly chew through every ounce of your energy and still ask for more. You see it everywhere once you know what you're looking at. The way companies glorify burnout and call it passion. The way schools reward overwork and call it dedication. The way startups celebrate founders who haven't slept in 3 days and call it vision. But there's no vision in collapse. There's no honor in exhaustion. There's just people losing pieces of themselves while the machine keeps humming, indifferent. Because that's the core of the machinery of worth. It doesn't love you back. It doesn't recognize sacrifice. It doesn't pause when you break. It simply replaces you. Another cog, another body, another hustler ready to prove they want it bad enough. The machinery doesn't mourn you when you burn out. It doesn't remember your late nights. It doesn't treasure your loyalty. It just recalibrates around your absence and keeps moving forward, fueled by the next wave of believers. And somewhere along the way, we internalized that logic. We started calculating our own value in grind metrics. How busy we looked, how tired we felt, how fast we responded to emails, how much we could endure without cracking. Our worth became a math problem. Effort multiplied by exhaustion, divided by external validation. And no matter how high the numbers got, the result never felt like enough. Because the machine isn't designed to give closure. It's designed to keep you moving. It's why you can hit the goal and still feel empty. Why you can cross the finish line and immediately start looking for the next race. The machinery of worth taught us that arrival is an illusion. There's no end. No point where you've finally proven yourself. Only more. Always more. Because enoughness would break the system. Enoughness would make you stop running. And if you stop running, the machine loses power. So it teaches you to doubt rest, to mistrust ease, to flinch at the idea of satisfaction. You learn to wear your busyness like armor, to apologize for slowing down, to feel guilty for wanting softness, slowness, stillness. Because if you're not producing, who are you? If you're not achieving, what are you worth? And that's the quiet violence of it. Not just that it demands your time, but that it tries to hollow you out from the inside. Until you don't know how to value yourself without external measurement. Until you believe your humanity must be earned through exhaustion. The longer you live inside the machinery, the more invisible the gears become. You stop questioning the calculations. You stop wondering if there's another way to measure yourself. You accept the math. Exhaustion equals dedication. Burnout equals ambition. Loneliness equals leadership. You internalize it because it's easier to believe the grind will save you than it is to admit it might never see you at all. But deep down, something starts to crack. Maybe it's the missed birthday that stings sharper than usual. Maybe it's the promotion that feels more hollow than heroic. Maybe it's the creeping realization that you've become a stranger to your own dreams. You feel it in the way you reach milestones and feel no satisfaction. You feel it in the way you explain away your fatigue, your anxiety, your detachment, like symptoms you just have to live with because that's the cost of chasing greatness. The truth is, the machinery of worth was never designed for you to arrive. It was designed for you to continue, to perpetuate itself through your hunger, your desperation, your belief that maybe if you work just a little harder, you'll finally be enough. That belief is the engine. It's not broken. It's working exactly as intended. And here's the part they never tell you. The only way to win is to stop playing. Not to grind harder, not to find a better hustle, but to step outside the equation altogether. To refuse to be measured by metrics that were never meant to honor your humanity in the first place. To recognize that your worth was never supposed to be tied to how much you produce or how quickly you climb. The machinery has no concept of soul. It doesn't know what it costs you to keep moving. It doesn't care about the joy you postponed, the love you neglected, the body you punished. It only sees your output. And when you break, it simply replaces you with someone newer, hungrier, more willing to bleed for the dream. But you? You get to decide that the bleeding stops here. You get to decide that value isn't something you earn by destroying yourself. That presence is more powerful than productivity. That existing without exhausting yourself is not laziness, it's rebellion. That rest is not a reward you unlock when you're finished grinding. It's a right you defend every single day. You start measuring success differently. You measure it in mornings without anxiety, in conversations where you're fully present, in afternoons spent laughing instead of catching up on urgent emails that somehow always regenerate. You measure it in friendships that grow, not because they're networking opportunities, but because they feed your spirit. In the projects you create because they heal you, not because they scale. And slowly, the machine starts losing its grip. Because once you stop seeing your life as a series of transactions, you become harder to manipulate. Once you stop outsourcing your self-worth to numbers, you become harder to replace. Once you start reclaiming your time, your voice, your breath, you become dangerous to a system that needs you tired, compliant, and constantly doubting your enoughness. You realize you were never too slow. You were never too soft. You were never lacking hustle or vision. You were simply moving at the speed of a human being, not a machine. And that's the point. You were never meant to be a cog. You were meant to be alive. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.